Hello.
Hello.
Here we are. Another day, another room in my house.
But we're in a different location.
We're in my room. You're welcome. Yeah. I invited you.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Yeah. This is where the magic happens different.
So if you're listening to this, you really should be going over to YouTube. Mm. We are the Cycle Chats Chicks on YouTube. Although you could just type in Cycle Chats,
it will come chats, up.
And yeah. It will come up.
Gathens.
You happen to catch us in a week or two where something kind of
significant happened.
Significant, something cool, something that is very full circle happened. We have done a video where we talk about my clothing, I think. I was in pink hair era, and that version of Stephanie, she was figuring some things out. So she was finally let loose from the cage and was like really experimenting with fashion and sensuality. So go check that out, and I think it's going to be very different
than how we approach today's conversation.
Yeah, because that was probably close to a year and a half, 2 years ago.
I'd be curious to see what the timestamp is on that one.
Something like that. I'll put it here how long ago that was. But Emily, do you want to take away what sparked this?
Yeah, so we were in an interview, and we were talking about kind of, I think it was towards the end, and I brought up kind of how I dress in the classroom.
She's a college professor.
Yeah, as to not get the attention of my male students in a sexual way. And girls too. Like, I was thinking about that later. I was like, why is it only that I don't want men to see me sexually and not women? I don't think I'm going to be approached by a female student and get attacked.
No.
My concern is a male student overtaking me just by sheer strength if I wear something too suggestive.
That's a valid
Yeah, that's all. But I did think about that later. I was like,
because if you're
why does
and
that?
Yes, is it a little hypocritical? Sure. But historically, who's attacking women the most?
Yeah.
So that's a valid fear response.
Yeah.
But continue.
So the guest that we had on kind of questioned me and challenged me in my way of thinking, and I was totally fine. Like, it's funny, and I'm curious to listen back when I start editing if I hear in my own voice that I like started going
when it starts to switch.
Was I just triggered? So interview's over, we hit the stop recording button. This person then asks me, did she offend me? And I'm like, no. And I meant it. Mm-hmm. I at the time I really wasn't offended. I don't think I had taken in fully what was happening. I didn't feel it until like 10 minutes later. Then Stephanie and I are filming the cold open, and I have written in my notes, clarify what you meant about how you dress for the classroom. Towards the end of the cold open, I say something out of emotion, being triggered.
And that's the thing, it's not even what you were saying, it's
how
you
I
were
said
saying it.
Yeah, it was the tone.
I was like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, so clearly I was triggered.
Because you said, and I want to clarify something.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
So Stephanie was like, I think that sounded a little bit confrontational. And then her and I were kind of spatting back and forth.
No, I was like, I don't know that that's a really good idea to keep it in. And I knew, I could tell by the way that you were speaking and your tone. I was like, I think something's happening that's underneath the surface.
Yeah.
So you might hear, and you record. What's funny is that she recorded
the whole thing. I won't keep that part in because I was talking out of emotion.
Maybe one of these days release it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Just because it's interesting to see, because we were just recording, and I was like, do you want to stop recording? And you're like, no, it's fine. And we were talking.
Yeah.
And I was, you can hear in my voice, I was being very trepidatious because I don't know, I don't want to say anything that's going to further exacerbate how you're feeling. Because I was like, I think this is just coming from like a place that's much deeper than I can see at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to make you feel like you were doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I was like,
So we stopped recording. Stephanie asked me if I'm okay. And all of a sudden I just start hysterically crying. I'm red in the face. I'm like, clearly I'm not okay. She's
Girl,
like, do you want to talk about it? And I was like, I cannot talk when I'm in this state. And
you went, you said,
I cannot talk when I am.
She squeaked the words out. She's like,
I can't talk when I cry.
I can't.
Not like that.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah. So I was like, I think I need to deal with this on my own. So I kind of sat in the office in my computer chair and I'm just crying. I was trying to figure out what was going on. And I'm writing down what I felt and how I felt and why I felt the way I felt. I wrote a whole blog about it. Literally, the blog is from right after.
And you can go to www.cyclechats.com mm-hmm. and look up
What is Sexy.
And so that's there. You can check that out. Yeah. I will link it in the show notes below.
Cool.
So if you want to take a direct beeline to that blog post, yeah. I'll send it down below.
Steph called me a few hours later. We talked it out. I explained. I was still upset. It kind of prompted us to kind of revisit this
and
topic.
Re-examine what the idea of sexy is.
Yeah.
So that's what today's episode topic is.
Yep.
And I kind of had this idea after we had lunch one day. I said, wonder if we just grab the clothing that we now feel the sexiest in. And we discussed
it's sexy and confident, right?
Casual.
Professional and
like, no, and date night.
And right now we are in like what we would be in on thing of what we would be in on like our days off sort of yeah. thing. This is kind of how you would find me. Except no bra.
No bra. No panties.
No, definitely panties.
Nude. We film nude. No, I'm kidding. That's on OnlyFans.
Actually, the watch. No. Ooh. But yeah, so I'm excited for us to go through. What a good time.
And I guess the timer is telling us it's time to show you our outfits.
All right.
Up first.
You want to do cash first and kind of work our way through?
Let's do it.
All right.
We'll see you
soon.
On the casual side. Here we are. So this is what we would consider a casual.
This is like going to a flea market with family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm putting this on. I'm going to a game night with family.
Yep.
Or like a party. This is what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I like a crop top and high waisted pants. I like anything that's got pattern. So these have my stripes. Mm-hmm. I like a funky earring. But you see, I got a little skin showing, and I still feel confident and comfortable sexy. And sexy. Yeah, really nothing is showing.
Well, that's
that much.
For me, that's kind of the gist for me is I love a good legging, I love a good yoga pant, mm-hmm. can't go wrong in black. I'm a makeup artist, so for me, this is pretty much the standard. I'm very used to this. I feel good in this, I feel put together. This is my like, I can't think of what else to wear. Mm. So I'm gonna go all black, and then I'm gonna do a fun cardigan. And I'm gonna throw a little something in my hair. That's it, big hoops. This is literally the day-to-day, like we're going out to dinner, we're going to meet the parents, we're going to just have lunch with mom and dad.
And you feel sexy?
I feel great. I feel really confident. And that's the thing is like, you can still feel confident in something and good and put together and have that air of like sexiness about you.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be like, lusty sexy,
yeah.
right? Like
I save that stuff for the bedroom, and really, I don't even bring it there.
Only, no one sees it, not even myself.
No, not at all.
So we're going to move on to our next outfit, which I think is going to be our business yeah. casual.
Our
professional wear.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in the professional.
One, two, three.
Ta-da! This is our business casual. As you can see, the headscarf is making yet another appearance.
It's probably her most used
headscarf.
Yeah.
I could probably get rid of all of the other ones I wear. But this, I like a little spikiness in the hair. I am a 2000s baby, or I'm a 90s baby, but I grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So that spiky look is very attractive to me. I like the way it makes me feel. I feel very edgy. I feel very put together. Of course, all black.
Yep.
I'm a makeup artist. This is typically what you will see me wearing to a job. I will either pull the sleeves up or roll them up, but this would be my business casual. I have a little skin color bandeau under. Sometimes I'll wear black, sometimes I will flush color, but just I like to keep it peaks open a little bit. The hoops, I'm a creature of habit, so I pretty much wear the same jewelry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then black just looks really good, and I feel really good. I feel cool. I feel like I can
Command a room.
Yeah, I feel like I can ask for the $1 million that I'm worth. You know what I mean?
I told Steph before we filmed that I like that both of her outfits so far have been black, and I am just color.
So to me is like,
I get compliments on this dress.
It's very flattering.
All the time.
I love all the detail, the lines.
The cummerbund at the middle is so great. So I have this dress in two colors because I loved it so much. I have it in my red and white candy stripe. And then I have it in a black and white gingham. And literally every time I wear it, one of my students will always call me out and say, hey, that dress looks really great on you.
Really, really pretty.
Yeah, it's just for a little extra spunk. I found these at a flea market in Philadelphia, and they are a little painter's palette. And I don't know, for me, like, it really is like, this I still feel like I command a room, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what I have to do. I have to be in charge of 20 to 25 students, and if I'm teaching at my other college, then it's 125 students. So I need to dress the part, because if I wear what I wore to like a flea market, no one's gonna take me
seriously.
They're
gonna think you're one of the students.
Exactly. So I have to dress to show them that, no, I am still in charge. This is my classroom, and therefore it's my rules.
And here's the thing, too, is that's translating because of how this makes you feel.
Exactly.
So if you're dressing in this and it's making you feel that way, they're gonna read that energy.
Now, if I were to wear something that was more like a lower top, like you once gave me a rainbow jumpsuit that I love.
So cute.
So cute. If I'm going out on the town with my husband, I'm gonna wear it without a shirt under it. However, when I'm teaching in the classroom, I'm gonna put a turtleneck under that.
It makes you feel better.
Because they don't need to look at all of my skin. That's mine.
Yeah.
I want them to see me in a certain way.
And if you wear something that's showing too much skin, it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, which translates to them. They're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love wearing this dress. I love wearing the black dress when I wear the black and white one. It's just, I feel like I'm a teacher.
Yeah. And now for the piece de resistance.
Okay.
Our sexiest date night dress.
I went like family holiday party.
Okay. I did not go family holiday party.
I mean,
let's.
Yeah.
We're gonna change. We're gonna come back and we're gonna show you. I'm gonna show you date night sexy, what I would consider.
I'm gonna wear my family friendly attire because that is still sexy and I love that dress. I'm so excited.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is the glaringly obvious difference minus color.
Yeah.
Which is still dark and bright, which is hilarious to me. My hair would normally be done a little bit. I'd really work on my bangs.
My hair would be down completely. It's time for a haircut.
Yeah, well, we were both lamenting over how I'm like, this is just they're gonna have to use their imagination. But this is typically what I would wear on a date night. I feel great. I love the way this feels. I love this.
They look great.
I feel great. I feel like I love doing this with long sleeves. I feel like there's something very like about it, you know? But yeah, this is what I would wear on a date night. I feel great. I feel good. I feel sexy. I feel confident, comfortable.
Yeah. Now, if we could imagine me in this, I would be like, don't look at me. Nobody look at me. Because I would feel so uncomfortable. But that doesn't mean to say that Stephanie looks bad. Stephanie looks great.
See, and I love this, but this, I'd be like, I feel odd.
Like a clown.
No, not even a clown. I just would feel out of my body. Like, I wouldn't feel like this suits me and my personality.
Yeah.
So,
you can see how much I've worn this. I still have tags on. This is going to be my Seder dress. So this was under $20, and I mean, how could I say no? Yes, of course, even though I'm not showing this skin, you can still kind of see it through the mesh, which makes me feel happy, but it's bright, it's colorful, it's got flouncies. This is like me to a T.
And this is family date.
I like, if Miguel asked me out to a nice restaurant, I'd probably also put this on.
Cool.
A lot of my clothes overlap. Like, I can take what I would wear for school, like that red and white dress, and make it a little bit more funky for like a date night. Like, maybe unbutton a few more buttons or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It is
being
what
sexy.
You want.
Yeah. It's not about what someone tells you this is sexy. Being sexy is a mindset. And I don't want to be like, it's a mindset. Like, I'm one of those like gurus. But it's a mindset. You have to feel good in what you're wearing.
With sexiness,
yeah,
I think the word behind that is confidence. that's what you're sexy yeah. in.
And
you know?
That reads. So yeah. if I were
Once
to
again, if I wore this and Stephanie wore this.
You could see in even her posture too, like how she stands would be very different.
Yeah.
She'd be more hunched over. She'd be trying to cover more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this brings my shoulders up. I want to, like, I feel good in this. And like with the right pair of heels and my hair done, I feel really, really good.
She can take the world on.
Yeah.
And she's the next president of the United States of America.
Could you imagine?
Stephanie Ann Liberty.
Boots for president. But yeah, so hopefully you liked this. We did a little try on. If you want us to keep exploring topics like this, where we go out of our comfort zone, we don't just sit, we actually stand it. We're doing an action towards the topic. So if that's something that you're interested in, you want us to explore that more, send us some recommendations down below or wherever you want to find us. You can follow us on TikTok, mm-hmm. which is Cycle Chats Chicks. You can also find us on Instagram, which is Cycle Chats Network. And then, of course, you can go to our website, which is www.cyclechats.com. Sign up for our newsletter, listen to us on all streaming platforms. It's the easiest way to listen. It's totally free.
Give us your money.
Give us your money by buying a cool shirt that we put, like, so much love
in. Or donate.
Excitement. Donate. You can also buy
us
stickers.
A coffee.
Buy us a coffee. We've got links literally everywhere. If you want to support our endeavor, literally every penny either goes to a good cause or a non-for-profit we've worked with in the past, or it goes directly into our Cycle Chats bank account.
So that we can do more things
for this channel and for all of our other platforms. I loved this.
This was fun.
Yeah, I like this.
I got to wear this dress, which I don't get to wear very often.
It's cute.
That's so
it looks
cute.
Comfortable too. Ugh. Sexy is confident. If you feel good in it, then you're sexy in it. And we hope you continue to sync up with us.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Now get in there.
Get back in the closet.